I was actually doing the show, and I came up with a bit for Matt Travis because Matt works really hard putting in bit clips and things like that. So I figured we needed to highlight Matt Travis. And Matt Travis is probably the largest movie buff at the station.
Matt is a cultural force of nature. He knows his culture.
So with that being said, I started a bit without Acree's knowledge, and it just kind of happened. It's called the Matty T Minute. And with that let's start the Matty T Minute right now.
Well, you know, guys, so far it's been hit or miss with the summer movies at the box office so far. And we start August with two new movies opening, one hoping to draw the families that have already spent their money on Despicable Me 2, and one that will try and lure the Mel Demo away from the Wolverine. Fresh on the heels of the animated sequel, Despicable Me 2 is the sequel to 2011's The Smurfs. You may remember the Smurfs from the animated show from the 1980s, where the small blue gnome-like creatures live in mushrooms and substitute the word Smurf randomly in their vocabulary. The Smurfs are relentlessly pursued by the sorcerer Gargamel, who is again played by Simpsons voice actor Hank Azaria. It seems Hollywood is putting out more and more sequels, rehashing the same material, assuming the movie-going public will pay to see anything that shares the same title as something that at one point was new and interesting. All I ask is that if you're going to Smurf me, at least buy me dinner first. You know, usually I'm wined and dined before being Smurfed. The Smurfs 2 again stars the openly Smurf Neil Patrick Harris and is now playing. Also opening this week is Dos Pistolas, the title translated into English as Two Guns. Now with a title like that, I hope the person that came up with it received a raise, because that is brilliant. It doesn't hide what it is at all. It's like a bag of crap with turds on the label. You know what you're getting. Right off the bat. I appreciate that. Two Guns stars Denzel Washington, who is teamed up with Marky Mark Wahlberg, who I know has had a successful career as an actor in movies like Boogie Nights and the Planet of the Apes remake, and Call Me Sentimental, but he will always be remembered in my heart as the ringleader of the Funky Bunch. Starring as the bad guy in Two Guns is Bill Paxton. Now I always get him confused with Bill Pullman. Bill Pullman and Bill Paxton. One was the president in Independence Day, and the other one was in Twister. Two fantastic actors that look nothing alike, and I can't tell them apart. This movie stars the one from Twister. Anyways, Two Guns is about a DEA agent and a naval intelligence officer played by Washington and Wahlberg. But what difference does it make what the movie is about anyway? Because it doesn't, and despite that fact, I predict this will be the number one movie in the country on Monday, and that's this week's Matty T Minute.
The Matty T Minute.
I feel smarter for just having heard that.
You know, the best part about that is the Entertainment Tonight audio that you hear playing in the background.
Yeah, that kind of made it worse. I think we need to have different background music.
What do you want to put in there?
Well, I expected Mary Hart instead of BB, so, you know.
I just had somebody text me that said that's the longest minute I've ever heard.
Yeah. I was going to ask him what he thought about Elysium, because that movie seems very intriguing,
but
and
it
the buzz
open
is it's going to be huge. Well, it's next week.
Yeah, well, I'll do
I figured you, as the insider that you are, would know something about it.
No, I actually think it looks awesome.
Well, I think so, too. I'm going to go see it,
yeah.
I think.
But I'll probably see Two Guns this weekend.
Two Guns?
Dos Pistolas. That was
Dos
a joke.
Pistolas. That's awesome.
Yeah, I hear Robin Thicke's wife, Paula Patton, is in it.
Ooh.